Hey, welcome to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today we're going to be talking about how to know when it's time to give up on acting. Now, this is a very difficult question, especially when you've poured your heart and soul into something for a long time. I know actors who have decided to call it quits for many reasons, from simply feeling stuck for such a long time and not able to progress, to just not bringing in enough money to justify continuing this career when they want to start a family. And honestly, even the heartbreaking situation of people who feel so taken advantage of by other people in the industry that they just don't want to be a part of it anymore. Now, of course, only you can make that decision of when to call it quits, but the first thing to keep in mind is that it's not necessarily something that has to be permanent, right? So I know thousands of actors, literally, I have emailed with so many people through the years who acted for years when they were younger, and then they decided to call it quits for a long time, and then they got back into it in their 50s, 60s, some even 70s and 80s. And some of these people have gone on to have very successful acting careers. They've become full-time working actors and they make a good living in it simply because there's a lot less competition when you're older. And you also have money to fall back on. So you have money to support yourself. Plus, you're not trying to raise kids and all of that, you know, so you've got some more time. So if you're considering quitting, first, know that it does not have to be permanent. You can choose to focus on what you need to focus on now, and then you can just come back to it whenever you're ready later in life. Now, having said that, before you decide to call it quits, I have a few questions that I'd like you to answer or at least think about first. Number one, why do you want to quit? Is it because you're not fulfilled doing this work? Or is it because of the challenges that you're facing right now at this time in your life? If it's because of not feeling fulfilled acting, then yes, maybe acting is not right for you, at least right now in your life. But if it's because of other challenges that you're facing, there may be ways to work through those challenges. Or again, you can put things on hold for a bit. Now, second, have you considered a different type of acting? So perhaps there's a different style, like singing or working in commercials, or who knows, even like doing stunts or fighting, something else that you might enjoy more and find more success in. So think about that. Now, number three, are you acting for the love of it or only because you want to become known or famous? So if your goal is just to become known or famous, then that is very unlikely to sustain you through all the setbacks you'll face. Now, I'm not saying it's bad. Honestly, many people deep down want that. I mean, and they don't want that just actors. People want that in everywhere. I mean, you want to grow your career so you can become very successful in your career, or you want to start a business so you can build a huge, successful, famous business. That's not a bad thing to want that, but just know that you can't do something solely for wanting to get known for it if you don't already love it just for itself, because it's not sustainable and it's going to be really, really challenging. You have to actually love what you want to do and then take it to that next level if you want. Question four, are your setbacks right now temporary? And have you actively worked to move past them? So if you're only facing temporary setbacks and you haven't yet taken specific actions to try to work through them and solve them, then maybe you need to put some more time in and think about how to actually work through those setbacks before deciding to call it quits, right? So for instance, if you are struggling to get auditions and you always have struggled to get auditions, then maybe you need to look at your headshots or your clips or your reel basically just think about all of the different things that could potentially help solve the problem. I already have a lot of podcast episodes that dive deep on some of these problems, and in the future, there'll be a lot more. And there's also information out there, but trying to do the same thing over and over and over again is a recipe for stagnation and staying stuck. So it's better to try to learn by getting new sources of information and studying new things if you want to move past whatever you feel like you're stuck at. So don't just give up because you feel temporarily stuck, especially if you haven't really taken too many actions yet to move past that. Number five is, have you reached out to anyone yet for personalized guidance and help? So mentors can often find out what's holding you back because they're seeing your career from a much different vantage point. It can make a big difference to pay for some personalized advice and try implementing it and seeing if that makes a difference before deciding to call it quits. Now, just to dive deeper on this for one second, first off, in terms of how to get a coach, I'll tell you briefly about that, but I have a different podcast episode called How to Get an Acting Coach When You Can't Afford One. Now, that podcast is mostly about technique coaching, but the same concepts that I explained in that podcast can definitely help you in terms of getting a career guide or getting a mentor, like using the barter technique and some of the other things that I outlined there. So I definitely recommend that you listen to that. But besides that, I would like to very briefly share my own coaching services for actors. So I have an email coaching program, which is very affordable, and I recommend that actors start there. You can work with me for a month or two, and we can find out what is holding you back, what is getting you stuck, and just work right through it with actual actionable steps that I send to you via email each week. It's all personalized advice, and it's very, very effective. So if you're interested in that, just send me an email at martin@cityheadshots.com. Again, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at City, C-I-T-Y, Headshots, with an S. martin@cityheadshots.com, and I'll send you details about that. But I think that that would be a very, very good place to start because it's affordable and, you know, it could definitely help you figure out what is causing you to feel stuck and feel like you want to give up. So remember, acting, it's a career that's filled with ups and downs. Unfortunately, there's more downs, though. And facing rejection and dealing with those types of challenges is it's required, and it's also going to help you grow. So you have to deal with that if you want to continue in your acting career. But, you know, that said, if you've only been seeing downs and you like never really have anything positive happen in your acting career, honestly, while some people might look at it and say, I don't know, I just think that I'm not cut out for this, I look at it from the fact of it probably means that something is amiss in your strategy. And whether you find out what it is on your own or you do talk with a career coach to see if they can help you find that breakthrough, it can absolutely make a difference. Now, if after considering all the stuff that we've talked about, you're still thinking about giving up, it can make sense to try one final goal setting session before you completely give up. So the way that it works is this. First, I want you to think about what you most want in your acting career long term, meaning let's say 10 years from now, where would you want to be? And then you want to break that down into 5 years, 2 years, 1 year, 6 months, and 2 months. So for example, let's think let's say that your 10-year goal is to be acting as the lead role in a feature film, right? A major feature film. Maybe 5 years from now, you want to have a recurring role on a television show. maybe 2 years from now, you want to book your first guest star role on a television show. Maybe 1 year from now, you want to book your first co-star role. Co-star meaning like you have just a couple of lines. Guest star meaning you're one of the main characters in the single episode. So 1 year from now, you want your first co-star role. Maybe 6 months from now, then it would make sense that you would get an agent. And then for your two-month goal, maybe your two-month goal is to get at least 2 to 3 speaking credits on your resume, right? Let's say you only have 1 speaking credit or no speaking credits right now. In 2 months, you want to have 2 speaking credits. This way, over the next, you'll still have 4 months to get 2 to 3 more, and then you'll be right at that point that I talk about where you have 3 to 5 speaking credits and you're ready for an agent. So the idea is you break down your long-term goal into what you want at each stage, making sure that you think they'd be doable, achievable goals within that time frame. So again, if for instance your first 6 months, your 6 month goal is to get an agent and your 2 month goal is to try to get your first 1, 2, 3 speaking credits, what specific actions would you have to take to get those initial credits? Okay, so let's pretend that you want to book your first 1 or 2 shows within 2 months. And these can be any speaking credit. It could be a tiny little independent production or a student film. It doesn't matter. It's just a speaking credit that you can put on your resume. So would you be willing to continue acting or not give up in acting for at least another 2 months to try to book your first 1 or 2 speaking roles? Then at that point, you, instead of deciding now whether you want to quit, you make that final decision in 2 months based on whether you actually reached that 2 month goal or not. By then, you'll know for sure if you're on the right track towards your major long-term goal. Now, as I said at the beginning of this episode, nothing has to be permanent. You can decide to quit acting for a few years and eventually come back, or a few decades and eventually come back. You have to make sure to prioritize your well-being, whether that's emotional, financial, or relationship-oriented, because if you don't, you're putting the cart before the horse. It's impossible to grow a successful acting career if you're not happy, if you're feeling drained, you know? But just don't feel like deciding to quit is the very end of acting, especially if you're passionate about acting itself. So that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening, and I hope this episode was helpful. All I have is one ask of you. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. It also helps me by making these episodes more easily findable for other actors who might benefit from them as well. Thanks so much, and I will see you soon.